Lady Sisters come out of the locker room to warm up. Oliver came out about 30 seconds ago. And the team's getting warm for the start of the second half. 26-24. Tomorrow night, the Scissor Boys will be at Bolivar, and that'll be a regular start time. Plus, on Wednesday night, it's the last home game of the season for the MSU West Plains Grizzlies when they'll be hosting Three Rivers, and that'll be at the Civic Center. We'll have that here on KDY as well. We still have, I think, two more games after the Three Rivers game tomorrow night. We'll have, a week from tomorrow night, the game at Moberly. My least favorite game of the season, because we play at Moberly, which is close to about a four-hour drive, and that's on a Wednesday night. So that means we get home between 1 and 1:30 in the morning, and I'll see you at 6. Good crowd to watch this game tonight. Hoping that West Plains can adjust here in the second half. Even though West Plains, Zoe Shrub made three threes, West Plains has had a hard time scoring. They made only two field goals in the second quarter. That last home game, as Lady Zizzers lost to Marshfield, the top seed in their district. In the fourth quarter of that game, Marshfield outscored West Plains 17-4. And second quarter of this game is sort of reminiscent of that. It'll be Bolivar ball at midcourt. They're in the blue with the gold, and West Plains in the home white with red and black. To the right corner, driving the baseline around the horn to the left corner. Carly Cribbs with a good catch. Now out front, Cammy Bryan has it. She dribbles to the left point. We'll hand the ball off to Megan Howard. Now that ball fumbled, picked up by Emma Goodman. In the right corner, Casey Jenkins. Pass inside, good pass inside. Bryan back out to Jenkins. And she walked with the basketball. 26-24, Bolivar. West Plains with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Eddie Duggar walks up the right side. One of our officials working that gum like he has for I don't know how many years. Eddie and I used to play town league basketball with each other at Ava many years ago. Here's a cross-court pass. Good catch, good shot by Alyssa Joyner. And it's tied at 26. Up the right side, pull-up shot off the backboard, won't go. Megan Howard with the rebound, though, and they'll keep and shoot again with Carly Cripps, and that's good. She's made three now from the perimeter. 29-26. I think Bolivar would do less harm if they got the ball inside than giving them the chance to fire from the perimeter. At least when Carly Cribbs is concerned. Left wing, Miley Adams to the corner, fumbled out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. Turnover number 8. And as we start this half, Olivia Lawson is on the floor. And she was not on the floor much at all in the first half. She picked up two early fouls. Front court, Bryan gives it over. Cribbs pulls up. She shoots for two at the point. No good. Rebound comes off to Zoe Scharnhorst, and West Plains will control. Alyssa Joyner now. Over to Olivia Lawson. Olivia and Alyssa playing their last home game. Down the middle, left elbow, pull-up shot. Good by Olivia Lawson. That's her second field goal. She has four. It's 29-28. Cammy Bryan in the backcourt, lobs it up ahead, gets it to Cribbs to the right side, Jenkins to the corner, back to Cribbs behind her. Now at the point, Cammy Bryan puts it on the floor, dribbles across, pull-up shot, air ball, and it's saved, but right to West Plains. They come back with it. West Plains will set their offense now with Olivia Lawson at the point. Left side, Miley Adams, skip pass to the right corner now, Lucy Hafer. Bounce pass in. Ball was kicked. That stops the clock. 5:31 to go in the third quarter. Here's the inbound play into Alyssa Joyner inside. Turns with the left hand to her right. Lays it up and good off the glass. Alyssa has 12. .30-29. That gives West Plains the lead back by one. Let's see if they can get a stop here and hold on to it and add to it. Emma Goodman to the right side. Carly Cribbs and Megan Howard at the left point. Now in the left corner. Open shot. Cammy Bryan for three. It rims out. Bad break. Jenkins gets the rebound. Gets it out to the corner and out the right point. Step in shot from 15 is good. Carly Cribbs can shoot the basketball. There's no doubt about that now. She has 13 points. 31-30. West Plains with Miley Adams over the top to the right corner. Zoe Scharnhorst to Alyssa Joyner. Alyssa can shoot the three. Now in the corner, Zoe will shoot the three. That's good. Timeout on the floor with 4:29 to go in the third quarter with the score West Plains 33 and Bolivar 31. A 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. It'll be interesting coming out of the timeout after West Plains just scored on that three by Zoe Scharnhorst, who, by the way, has 8 points tonight. It'll be interesting to see what West Plains does differently out of that timeout, because I'm sure that Coach Scott Womack, after watching Bolivar have quite a bit of success at the offensive end, now let's see what they do. Well, they're going to go back to the press for one thing. Here's the inbound play in the backcourt. They'll play it up the left side, get it to the front court, double-team the ball, but they get out of that quickly. Out to the point, dribble across, down the key, all the way, right-hand running layup, no good. Alyssa Joyner's long arms, get up there and get it. And West Plains back. Feet up ahead, tipped out of bounds by Megan Howard. And the ball will stay with the West Plains Lady Zizzers, trying for their 19th win of the season tonight. Alyssa inbounds the ball to the right point. No shot available. Right wing pass back inside. Fumbled by Alyssa Joyner. Loose basketball. And Megan Howard has it. Bolivar has the ball back. Ninth turnover on West Plains. Left side in the corner. Open shot for a two. No good. Ball will go out of bounds and no one touched it evidently. It'll go back to West Plains. Mandy Niven, the shooter on that play. West Plains ball in the backcourt. Bolivar will not pressure. 3:42 to go in the third quarter from West Plains High School. Zizzers with the lead of two. Left side, inside, high post, up, down pass. A reverse shot is up and good by Olivia Lawson. Great passing play from the high post to the low post. Olivia cutting under the basket, lays it in. She has six. 35-31. Bolivar will break the press. Howard to the point. They really move the basketball well on the pass. Megan Howard over to Carly Cribbs on the right side. Popping out is Cammy Bryan. They've got three or four kids that don't mind shooting the three at all. Speaking of that, Zoe Shrub will check back in for West Plains. Pass inside, deflected by Lucy Hafer, and a steal by West Plains. And now ball stolen right back just over the timeline. Down the key. Niven will force the shot. That's an air ball. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by who? And evidently Bolivar touched it last, so it'll be West Plains' ball. Miley Adams will come out for Zoe Shrub. 35-31. The two seniors walking up the floor side by side. Alyssa Joyner and Olivia Lawson. Olivia goes to the right. Zoe Scharnhorst now dribbles to the baseline. Cut off, wrap around to the corner. Ball fake. Alyssa steps in, shoots a two. No good. Ball tipped long to the corner. Zoe Shrupp gets the offensive rebound. Wide open three for Olivia. Good. Full timeout on the court. Now, West Plains has stretched this out to a 7-point lead, which I'm sure Coach Scott Womack was hoping to see after they took that lead just a little bit ago, and now they've stretched it out to 7. 2:13 to play in the third quarter with a score. West Plains 38, Bolivar 31. Back in 1 minute on KDY. Well, that wasn't a full minute for the timeout, but they come back quick. Casey Jenkins knocks in a 2 from 15 feet, and that cuts it to a 38-33 lead. West Plains with the basketball now up by 5. West Plains has outscored Bolivar 14-7 here in the third quarter. Here's a 3 again, Zoe Shrub. That's off the mark, tipped out of bounds by Bolivar. Eddie Duggar will hand the ball to West Plains underneath, right in their basket. Inbound play. They get it to the corner. Bounce pass in the middle. Olivia Lawson fade away from 10 feet is good. After being in foul trouble in the first half, she has 9 points here in the third quarter. Carly Cribbs out front for Bolivar. They're down by 7, 40-33. Megan Howard over on the left wing to the corner. Cammie Bryan cut off by Lucy Hafer. Lob pass out front. Now in the wing, Bryan will shoot a 3. That's no good. And over the back rebound for Megan Howard, and they get it back. Bolivar will control with Carly Gibbs. Bad pass out front, loose basketball, and it's going to be picked up by Bolivar. Cribbs will drive in as they get away, but she was fouled on the play. Zoe Scharnhorst will get the call for her first foul. And Zoe will come out of the lineup here. Miley Adams is back in for West Plains. Pass underneath. Great feed down low. And there's Cammie Bryan. She was wide open on the right block and laid it in. Cammie Bryan now has 7. Good balance in their scoring sheet. 40-35. Left side. Cross court pass. Now at the point. Back to the left. Miley Adams looks for help. Gets it to the point. 3 ball. Stepping into it. Olivia, good. She is hot. She's got 12 now in the quarter, 14 for the game. Breaking the press on the dribble. Down the lane. Here's Emma Gibbon. Puts it up. No good. But a foul on the play. That's how Bolivar benefited in the first half. By really attacking the press. They hadn't really done that much here in the third quarter, but they do there. Second foul call on Zoe Shrub. It'll be in the act of shooting. First free throw try is good. Emma Goodman, the free throw shooter, 5'6" sophomore, will have one more try. Next try is no good. Rebound by West Plains. Pass up ahead. Olivia Lawson crossover, pulls up, shoots the 3. It's a horn. No good. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. West Plains up by 7, 43-36. We're back in 1 minute on KDY. Is the score. West Plains in the third quarter outscored Bolivar 19-10 after being behind at halftime 26-24. Randy Ward and Eddie Duggar encourage West Plains to step it up, come out and ready for the fourth quarter of play. Alyssa Joyner will throw the ball in. West Plains ball up by 7. Be a good start to score in the first possession. Olivia Lawson to the right corner. Let's see what West Plains does on their first set offense in quarter number 4. They really hit a pothole last week against Marshfield in the fourth. Here's pass inside, knocked away, but a foul will be called on Bolivar. That'll be on Casey Jenkins. He said it is 44. Casey Jenkins with her third foul. Inbound underneath in the corner. Miley Adams pass inside. Fed back out to the point. To the right corner, back out. Melissa Joyner. West Plains reset their offense. We played 30 seconds in quarter four. West Plains ahead by 7. Scott Womack as the Lady Scissors play offense right in front of the Scissor bench. Directing traffic. Zoe Shrub out to Lucy Hafer on the left side. Curling over the top. Back to the right corner. Boy, they've got Alyssa wide open inside. They don't get her the ball. Now in the far left corner. Olivia will fire the three. In and out. Ball comes long. Here's Carly Cribbs for Bolivar. You got to stop her. She'll take it all the way in. And now reach in foul. We'll stop the clock. 6:49 to go in quarter four. No shot involved here. That'll be foul number 2 on Miley Adams for West Plains. Nobody in any substantial foul trouble. 3 fouls for Casey Jenkins for Bolivar. That's the worst. That's bad as it gets. 43-36. Megan Howard lobs it to the right corner, right through the hands and out of bounds of Emma Goodman. Turnover on Bolivar. The turnover count is pretty much a wash right now. West Plains has 10. Well, it is a wash. 10 apiece. Lucy Hafer inside. There's where to go. Turnaround shot up. And oh, no good. Alyssa Joyner couldn't get the roll off the rim. Back comes Carly Cribbs at the point. Now ball slapped out of bounds in the front court by Miley Adams on a reach in. Tammy Bryan checks back in for the Liberators for Emma Goodman. 43-36, clock running, 6:10 to play. Megan Howard back out on the right wing. Bounce pass to the corner. Over the top pass, Bryan to the left corner. Open shot for a 2 by Niven. Won't go. Rebound comes long toward the elbow, and it's picked up by Zoe Shrub. She'll get it ahead to Olivia Lawson. 5:50 to play. Zoe Shrub in the corner. Lob to the far corner, left side. Back over the top to the right corner. Bounce pass in. Good pass, and a whistle will get a foul before the shot by Alyssa Joyner. That'll be a holding foul, the second on Jalen Walker for Bolivar. Now pass inbound. Here's a drive. Whistle, offensive foul. Alyssa Joyner caught it at the free throw line and took it straight to the basket. And it's called for a charge. That's her second foul. And now we get another whistle at midcourt. Lucy Hafer has called for her second foul for West Plains. Team foul 3 here in quarter number 4. You shoot 2 shots on the 5th foul. Right side, Tammy Bryan will hold it. Now gets it to Mandy Niven. Megan Howard to the right corner. Over on the left side, they really pull the ball out wide to move this against the West Plains zone. Over the top, Megan Howard back over the top the other way. Niven has it. Dribbles across, knocked away, and a late foul call. Eddie Duggar saw the violation there and whistled the foul down. Alyssa Joyner with her second or third foul. Neither team to score so far in the first 3 minutes of quarter four. On the inbound play, here's the inbound pass. Cribbs waits, looks, beats it outside. Emma Goodman goes up, got tied up. That's a jump ball, and it'll be West Plains basketball. Casey Jenkins checking back in. And she will come in the ball game for Emma Goodman. at 5'11". That gives them a little more size inside. And Jenkins has played very well in the pivot against Alyssa Joyner. Left side pass. Now at the left point, Lucy Hafer waiting for something to open inside. Nothing has so far. And now throw away. Station to station pass. Olivia was zigging when Lucy thought she was zagging. Who's going to score first here in the fourth quarter? We played nearly half of it. In the corner, here's the three. Krebs, it's good. We'll give her a chance, and she'll take advantage of it. Carly Krebs now has 16 points. 43-39. That was a big basket. Zoe Scharnhorst will back it up. Dribble through the corner. Pulled up. Chips from 10 feet. She got fouled on the shot. It'll be two shots in the act of shooting the foul on Tammy Bryan from Oliver. First free throw try is good. Zoe has had a good night. She's got nine. Let's see if she can hit double figures here. She does. 10 points tonight for Zoe Scharnhorst. 45-39. Two possession game. Where's Carly Krebs? She's on the left wing right now. Popping out high is Emma Goodman. They'll dribble to the right side. Cammy Bryan popping out. Here's Krebs again from 22. No good for three. Tipped out, picked up by Zoe Scharnhorst. Now 2-on-1 break the other way. Bounce pass across. Right hand running layup. No good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds to the near corner. Last touch by West Plains. And probably going to be Oliver basketball. Megan Howard turned an ankle as she was going for that. And so she'll have to come out of the lineup hobbling off. You hate to see anybody get hurt. But she's played real well. She hasn't scored much. She has 5 points. .45-39. Niven will come in for her. They've played basically six players tonight. In the right corner, Bolivar, lob over the top. There's Jenkins. Lost the ball, got tied up, but we'll have a foul call on West Plains. And that'll be team foul 5, so that means 2 shots for Bolivar for the last 3 minutes and 15 seconds. A holding foul on Olivia Lawson. That's her third. Casey Jenkins, the free throw shooter. First try is good. .45-40 with 3:15 to play. Casey Jenkins, the 5'11 senior, tries again. No good. Rebound to Olivia Lawson. Let's see if West Plains runs some clock here. Bolivar's back in that zone, so until they come out of that a little bit, they might have a chance. Well, now it looks like they're matching up in a man-to-man defense. They still have a foul to give, so they can be aggressive here. Olivia Lawson, left point, Zoe Scharnhorst. Over to the right side, Zoe Schrupp. Olivia Lawson now on the wing. To the right corner, Zoe Scharnhorst. Alyssa Joyner pops out with the basketball. Splits the defense, drives in, gets bumped, shoots it off the back iron, won't go. And the rebound to Bolivar and Jalen Walker. In the right corner, open shot for Bryan for three, no good. And we're going to get a foul called on West Plains, and that's going to be on Olivia Lawson, and that'll be her fourth foul. So that will mean 2 shots. 2:26 to go, 5-point game. The bonus could be a deciding factor here. First free throw try is no good. The shooter, Jalen Walker, will get one more try. Little scoring here in the fourth, 45-40. 2:26 to go. Next try, no good. Rebound by Walker, and now she's fouled on the shot. We'll see if they give that to Lucy Hafer. They do. That's her third foul. West Plains trying to win number 19, but Bolivar is making it tough. Casey Jenkins at the line. First try, good. 4-point game. 45-41. She has 7 points tonight. And she's 3 out of 5 from the line. One more try. Make it a 3-point game. Yes. So Bolivar's closed the gap, and now it's a 1-possession game with 2:25 to go. Bolivar has a foul to give, so they'll be coming after West Plains. Timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout. 45-42. West Plains leads Bolivar. We're back in a minute on KDY. .225 to go, 45-42, I say, and have my entire life doing basketball broadcasts. Free throws determine who wins close games. There's just no way around that. And right now, West Plains, foul-wise, with 5 team fouls, Bolivar's in the bonus shooting 2. So it'd be good to work some clock and get a really good shot here. Bolivar has only 3 team fouls, so they could give one without giving up free throws. And there's one right there. Kind of a silly place to use one. Cammie Bryan out 35 feet from the basket. Just hand check the ball handler and picks up her second foul. So now both teams shooting 2 the rest of the game. High post, Lucy Hafer, right corner. Zoe Scharnhorst makes the catch, and she got fouled on the reception by Emma Goodman. That'll be her first foul and 2 shots. Chance to make this a 2-possession game with 1:46 to go, which would be a very big deal. She'll get 2 chances. The first try is no good. She's had an awfully good game tonight. She's got 10 points. Next one, no good. Tipped out. Picked up by Alyssa Joyner. Megan Howard back in the ball game for Bolivar, limping around on that right ankle. West Plains 5-3. Alyssa Joyner got away with a double dribble. Dribbles over, now back out. Out to Olivia Lawson. But you don't see that call very much when a player will have their pass hit their hand and hit the floor they pick it up. That should be, anytime that happens, it should be a double dribble. Holding foul call on Carly Cribbs for Bolivar. And she fouled Alyssa Joyner. West Plains does not have a field goal here in the fourth. 45-42. 1:16 to go to say that these are big free throws is accurate. First one good. Alyssa Joyner with 13 points. And the next one is good. And we'll get another timeout with 1:16 to go. It's a 47-42 game. And Bolivar probably is going to be looking to score and try to score quick here on this next possession, whether it's a 2 or a 3. But timeout is called, and we'll take just a 30-second timeout. 47-42, West Plains by 5 with 1:16 to play in the fourth. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. left on the fourth quarter clock. West Plains has a 5-point lead, 47-42. Bolivar has been a very worthy opponent tonight, and they bring the ball up the floor. They don't have to have a 3 here. They'll just look for the first good shot they get, but more than likely it will be a 3. Pass in the corner, tipped out of bounds by Lucy Hafer, and it'll stay with Bolivar. And you have to believe that they're going to try to get the ball to 23, Carly Gibbs, or Cribbs, that is, who has the ball in the inbound pass. They'll pressure her and try to make her get... Oh, it's stolen away by Zoe Scharnhorst. Goes to coast. Goes up, and she missed it. Rebound, though. Olivia Lawson and West Plains will pull it back out. Huge, huge play right there. Alyssa Joyner with 47 seconds. They're going to have to foul before long. Alyssa dribbles to the right wing. Keeps the dribble. And a foul with 38 seconds to play. Emma Goodman with her second foul for Bolivar. And that'll put Alyssa Joyner on the line. It's a bad move. She's 4 out of 4 tonight. She'll get 2 more here. First one, good. Still a 2-possession game if you hit a couple threes, but this could make it 3 possessions, and it's no good. Rebound comes off, and it's rebounded by Olivia Lawson. Even better. And now she'll be fouled out on the sideline by Cammie Bryan. That'll be her third foul. And it'll be 2 more free throws. Olivia Lawson had 12 points in the third quarter, 12 of her 14. She'll get 2 free throws here. First try, good. Six out of 9 from the line. Make it 7 out of 10 from the line here in the fourth quarter for West Plains. Olivia makes 2 with 16 points now. 28 seconds left. This game is looking much better. 8-point game. Over on the right side, Cammie Bryan will hand to Cribbs. They'll pressure the ball. 19 seconds to go. They are wasting precious time. Megan Howard near the timeline. Timeout. Bolivar. 13 seconds. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Our next broadcast will be here tomorrow night from Bolivar, and it'll be the boys' teams from these two schools. Regular start time, they're going to have, I guess, 3 games tomorrow night, so our broadcast time should be around 7. And then on Wednesday night, the Grizzlies play their last home game of the season. They'll play the Three Rivers Raiders. And then no basketball on the radio for a week. Now the timeout. 13 seconds to go. If you're West Plains right now, all you do is not foul. Shot from the point for a 3 is good. Carly Cribbs, boy, she can shoot it. She's made 5 tonight. 50-45, 4 seconds to play, 2 seconds, and that is the ball game. 50-45 as West Plains holds on and beats the Bolivar Liberators by 5 in the home finale here for 2023-24. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the wrap-up coming up on KDY. Entertaining ball game, made more so by the fact that the Lady Zizzers win, and they get their 19th win of the year. They're 19-7, and that's how they'll go into the district tournament next week at Marshfield. Final is 50-45. Leading score for West Plains was 16 in her last home game, Olivia Lawson. Alyssa Joyner finishes the night with 15 points. The senior was 1,607 now for her career. 10 points for Zoe Scharnhorst, who had a solid game, plus 9 for Zoe Shrub. If it weren't for Zoe in the first half, it could have been a little different. Zoe made 3 threes and finished with 9. Bolivar's leading scorer was Carly Cribbs. Pretty impressive. She made 5 threes tonight and finished with 16. Well, that can't be right, can it? She had 19 points to be their leading scorer. 8 points for Casey Jenkins, 7 points for Cammie Bryan, Emma Goodman had 6, and Megan Howard had 5. So, Bolivar falls to 14-12, and our next broadcast tomorrow night from Bolivar between these two schools, and then we'll be done as far as high school games go until district competition. So, until tomorrow night from Bolivar, thanks to Matt Stumpf in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. The final score again, Andrew Joyce, by the way, over on the video. Our final score in this game, 50-45, West Plains with the win as we say goodnight from West Plains High School.